It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
The sign by Langoliers, the wine and the 0-2 from Mason Miller. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider, and it is 7 no-hit innings for Mason Miller.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. This is exactly why we tell you, you got to follow every single game, and the season is going to be an absolute roller coaster ride. The A's, they got ran off the field by the Cleveland Guardians. So much respect for their start and how they have played. And you're thinking, man, 24 hours, you're teeing it up against the Yankees for four at Yankee Stadium, doom and gloom. Uh-oh, it's the turning point. And they go out and put a brilliant performance together. It was a great baseball game. If you got to get up early, a little bacon and the A's this morning. Vince Cotroneo from the Bronx, Yankee Stadium. Vince, all around pitching. I mean, I think about Geloff. Just so many different plays in this game, from starter to bullpen. This was a terrific baseball game.
It was unbelievable, Tony, and just watching J.P. Sears compete and hold the Yankees at bay to kind of match the zeros of Carlos Rodon. But look, we know this. There was a lot of conversation. Remember years ago, the A's had Sonny Gray, and he was third in the league and Cy Young Award winning. But he went to New York, and he struggled, and he admitted that he struggled there. Well, if you can perform in this setting, then you gain a lot of respect. And the world got a chance to see what we've been talking about since spring training in regard to Mason Miller. And what an unbelievable performance by Mason, as he just flat out dominated these guys. And this is the best way I could put it to you, Townie. Next door on the YES Network, on their broadcast for this series, is John Flaherty, who caught a lot of years in the big leagues and caught a lot of really good pitchers. I looked at him, he looked at me after the game, and all he said was, wow. And that just kind of explains, you know, the respect that a baseball player has for seeing that kind of performance. Watching Soto get dominated, watching Judge get dominated, really was something special.
Now, I got a lot to say about Sears today, and obviously you got a lot to say about Miller. But we can't forget Urseg and the job he did.
Look, Townie, I mean, the A's two best relievers and two of the best relievers in the American League are Lucas Urseg and also Mason Miller. When you play a three-game series like the A's did in Cleveland and you don't get to call either one of their numbers, it's a bad weekend. And so both were fully rested. You knew that Lucas, if he pitched well, was going to be able to give you more than one inning. And just watching him now, he's become a three-pitch pitcher. Now, if you notice, very quietly, you're starting to see more of the slider. They go with the fastball and the changeup. He's getting more and more confidence in that pitch. He's got dominant stuff with great movement. And then you give the ball to Mason Miller, and it's pretty much lights out around here. At least it has been so far.
Do I have your permission to do the cheesy bad talk show host question?
Let's hear it. I'm all for it. Today, the A's will take anything you want to give them.
This is your typical sports talk show host question. Is this the game we'll remember about Zach Geloff and his career? To start it all.
We talked with Zach quite a bit in the clubhouse today, you know, about where he's at. And the way we kind of phrased it is like, look, we could see the analytics like you can. I can ask you about launch angle and hard hit rate and ground ball percentage. Just tell me how you're feeling. You know what? Just give me that kind of general thought process. And as we explained on the air, which is exactly what he told us, because I'm just not getting the bat long enough through the zone, keeping the barrel in the zone. I've been cutting off my swings. I've been getting in and out of the strike zone, and that's what gets me in trouble. And we saw it when he nearly, you know, decapacitated. He got his when he nearly killed Ryan Noda yesterday is what I'm trying to say, with a line drive to first base, and then driving that ball out today, those are the kinds of things that make Zach Geloff go. And the A's need that because we know, Towny, offensively, he may not have the most home runs or he may not have the most RBIs when the season is done, but he's the locomotive. He's the one that drives the train. And when he's going well, I think it relaxes everybody else, and that's a big sign for the Athletics.
All right, Monday night, New York City. If anything goes down, you know you can call me.
Well, look, I'm safe. I'm with my cousin Vito tonight down in Brooklyn. I'm all good.
All right.
There are no issues at all for me tonight.
I'm just saying my phone will be on. I'll be up late. If you need me, I'm here for you, bro.
Sounds great. Thank you, Towny.
Thank you, Vince. The number is 833-625-2278. How good was that? How good was that? Just watching zero after zero after zero. Carlos Rodon was brilliant. Sears was brilliant. This is baseball at its best. Playing on the biggest stage. Everybody showing up and performing from a pitching standpoint. Making the hitters have to earn everything. I mean, when J.P. Sears has the essentially the sweeper going and lefties just really, really struggle. It's sweeper, it's four-seamer, it's changeup. When he's got that combination going, he's tough to hit. And you think about his last three games, this is the guy, and this is the reason why I thought he should have been the opening day starter. 32 starts last year, learning to be an everyday guy, giving you 32 starts. I mean, Alex Woods, it's still a head-scratcher. He's got the most time in the big leagues. Not with you. Who cares? I still don't get that. Stripling going number two. Why? Because he's a veteran guy. Sears earned the right. Had a great spring. And he's showing you right now. And with the guy going tomorrow, Blackburn, these are your guys. And Sears was fabulous. And going against the team that drafted him, he came up, made his debut for the Yankees, pitched against the A's with the Yankees. Big deal for Sears today. Big deal for Miller. On the stage going, everybody, here I am. I'm on Broadway, and here it is. And then Urcig was fabulous. Geloff. Yeah, is this the game that, you know, he's the dude. Does this get him going being that guy? Because he is that guy. He truly is that guy. A wonderful baseball game in the Bronx. The number 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. And this team has shown at least one thing that last year's team just does not, that last year's team just didn't have. I'll explain what it is next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show. This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile One coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
Another 2-2 is due Aaron Judge. Miller's ready, and he fires. Fastball swing and a miss. What a job by Mason Miller. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. What an entrance by the A's closer. Volpe, Soto, and Judge all down on strikes as Miller overpowers the pinstripers. And the Athletics win game one of the four-game series 2-0.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And the number is 833-625-2278. The highlight of the day brought to you by Corona. I mean, it's released the Kraken. And what you saw today is the reason why I have said, I don't care how many days he doesn't pitch. I only want to see him in these situations. If you're telling me, like Mark Kotze told us on A's Cast Live on Friday, that he's never going to be tempted, at least anytime soon, to use Mason Miller a lot. It's going to be on a limited basis. If that is the case, then I only want to see him like this. Like early in the season, we got brought in that blowout against Cleveland. It's like, no. He only had 14 pitches. So we'll start to see how it's going to work. 14 pitches, shows up to the ballpark tomorrow. How you feeling? I feel great, Skip. Loosens up, tells Emo, Dr. Emo, I feel great. Maybe we can see him tomorrow if the A's have a lead. But like Cleveland, you're not going to win a game in Cleveland. I don't want to see Miller. Don't waste it. These guys throw enough to keep their feel. Years ago, guys never got on the mound before a game. So, yes, there was an understanding that you haven't pitched in a while. We want to at least, you know, keep you fresh, keep your stuff. But we see all the time that these guys get on the mound. They don't go full go, but they get on the mound before games to have a little release point, have a little feel, like going to the driving range, getting a little feel. I mean, if Miller only gets to pitch so many times, do it when it matters. Can you imagine if you would have pitched him in Cleveland in a loss and you didn't get to throw him today? I mean, awesome. What a game. Because this had the making of coming on today. And this Boone ejection thing's a bad deal. I'll probably now not get into it all that much, save it for tomorrow on A's Cast Live. But, you know, this is a game that's watched by X amount of people. But you have a controversy that goes out on X. Millions see it. Yankees lose 2-0. This is not going to be a big deal going around social media. The way Boone got thrown out immediately was everywhere. And millions will see it. And it was a bad look. When you got video of the manager puts his left hand up and he's just looking at his nails, you can't make, I mean, seriously, you can't make this up. You can't make it up. He's looking at his nails, chewing on gum. Brad Ausmus is to his right. Neither guy is saying a thing. Next thing you know, Hunter Wendelstadt's throwing him out. And it was a fan. And it's like, how archaic do we continue to be? That would have been the story today, right? Because it takes a lot to get thrown out of an NFL game. Like, you never see a head coach get thrown out. And they sit there and they bark at the refs all game long. You got to get two T's in the NBA. You get warned. This was just, I hear somebody, I look over, I throw the manager out after one batter. And the strike zone was horrific today for both teams. That would have been the big topic of conversation. And that actually, from a national standpoint, is going to be something that you see talked about, unfortunately. But that's okay. Because last year's team finds a way to lose this game early on. Last year's team found every single way to fold. El Foldo. If you remember last year, it didn't matter the game, it didn't matter the circumstance, they were going to find a way to lose. These guys are different. And I do think there's calls being made that aren't great. I'll be totally honest with you. I kind of still like the idea of, you know, I want to run out some guys and say, let's let these dudes play every day. Like, look what's going to happen with Geloff because you made a commitment and you're playing him every day. They mentioned he drilled Ryan Noda yesterday. Hard hit ball. Today, knocks one out. It's the game winner. Start to build that confidence. You start to grow. Start to grow on what you did last year. Good players will always hit. You've stayed with him. You're allowing him to work through the mistakes. And it's going to pay off. To where other guys, you're not doing that. Like, I cannot believe Ruiz got pulled today. Well, no, I can believe it. I'm just like, are you you're pulling a guy that got on three times today and the one guy that can steal a base and score? And I know right out of the gate the front office would say, well, look, we put Pinchhit Brownie today and he got a base hit in the eighth. Great, but how am I going to score him? Oh, on a home run? You're still playing that archaic game like the Yankees play. There's a reason why the Yankees haven't been to the World Series since 2009. It's just not pitching. Speed is the game. Athleticism is the game. You got to play it. I mean, have we not seen enough of Cleveland to understand that? But then Brown strikes out in the ninth with runners on. I mean, and I hate to keep bringing up Rooker, but I was happy with me. Rooker comes up with runners on. I'm like, oh, boy. He gets hit by a pitch. I'm okay with that. I'm like, okay, he didn't strike out. I would be okay with the young guys going in and saying, you know what, we're going to play these guys. You know what, Langoliers, I know it's been tough, but you know what, battle through it. Geloff, battle through it. Noda, battle through it. Allen, battle through it. Right now, because you're getting the pitching. And all those guys that I just brought up, by the way, are your best athletes. They're your best. They're the best defensively, right? I'm not sacrificing defense. Anytime I go, hey, we're going with the veteran guys, I'm sacrificing defense every single time. But this win right here, last year's team doesn't win that. You get the win today, really sets up interesting, doesn't it, for the rest of the series? Like all of a sudden, this team's going to get on a bus, go back to Manhattan. Who knows what they're going to do? Have fun. I have no problem with that. But now you get these wins gain you confidence. Like what J.P. Sears is going to feel like getting on the bus. I want to talk about that. 833-625-2278. Kind of how Detroit felt, kind of how Texas felt. What this could feel like, oh boy. Your phone calls next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swung on, driven, deep right field. Back is Soto, up, over, out for Giloff. And the A's take a 2-0 lead. Toro comes home, Giloff around third base. His third home run of the year.
This is A's Clubhouse.
I'm just going to say this. If Zach Geloff is going to be the star, I think he's going to be. Enjoy what we saw today from a standpoint of availability after the game. He's a good kid. He did TV. So I got to briefly see that he came on with NBC Sports California. And then he's now done something with Johnny. With stars, when you become older, you become the big gun, getting a guy for TV and radio after the game, hard to do. But Johnny D got Zach Geloff after this 2-0 victory.
Back on the A's Clubhouse show, Zach Geloff with us. And look, we talked before the ball game. Are you starting to feel it? It's starting to come around. I know when you're on your game, when you're hitting the ball the other way.
Yeah, that was a great feeling. Taking it, just being confident the whole day and going into the last at bat was huge for me. And obviously great pitching performance all around from our guys. So that was fun to watch.
You have come to Yankee Stadium before as an amateur player. What's it like coming as a big leaguer?
Oh, it feels like it's my first time out there. I mean, the fans make it great and make it special. So, to see our studs go out there and just put on a clinic and get outs after outs, it's huge. And we stayed in the game, so it was awesome.
You know, Kotze said the thing about you is your preparation. You never waver from your process, and that's, he said, I'm not worried about him because he never wavers for that process.
Yeah, I think I was a little bit too much results based early in the season, but I think for me, it's just going to be being present, being a good teammate, and going out there and having fun. And today was a blast. It was a lot of fun.
It hasn't changed. You know, you see Max Schumann. When you see a guy like Max Schumann hit his first big league home run, how'd that make you feel?
Man, that felt special. I thought he got the first one, the first at bat. He hit it like 102 at 30.
Yeah.
And I thought that was for sure gone. But to see him go, you know, hit that homer, and man, it was so cool. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, we're happy for you and happy for this ball club. Nice to get a win. More importantly, just get that win at Yankee Stadium and then perhaps a little momentum for the future.
Yeah, we need it. So let's just keep it going.
All right, thanks for the visit.
Thanks.
Okay, Zach Geloff, our guest. Tony, let's send things back to you.
Absolutely love it. Yeah, will it be that moment? Does he now go on a tear? I don't know. But it's big for him, right? It's big to do that. On this stage, get the win, feel good about yourself after the early struggles, and just be able to play. Like that becomes a big thing. Like as a season, just be able to show up every day and play and not have the stresses. That's what we need to see from Geloff. And moving him down. Hey, you know what? I know we're putting you in the 2-hole, the 3-hole. You know, we're just going to move you down. Show up and play. And he delivered. They all delivered. The pitching today. The pitching is just, I mean, seriously. The pitching's been outstanding. I couldn't have predicted this. You got 6 shutout innings from Sears. Ursig comes in for 2, and then Miller just blows them away. Just absolutely blows them away. Showed everybody today. Wow. Potential star. Now, how many people, and I can tell you we've reached out to a few, that were sitting in that stadium today, that are national personalities from the standpoint of print or screen, radio. There's a bunch of people there today. And a lot of them, in their season previews, wouldn't even talk about the team. And I understand it was about ballpark, relocation, all that stuff. But essentially, this team stinks, the most important thing. Well, how many of those people went, you know what? Maybe those season previews weren't that I put out weren't so hot. Maybe this team is better than we think. Record's not great, but 9-14 is far better than what people thought they were going to be. And a series like this, a nice, strong series like this, everybody will start to change their tune. You're already starting to see it. With the you know, we're going to start getting power rankings each week. Remember last year? They're 30th, they stink. They're 30th, they stink. That's not the case. And, oh, by the way, something you may not know. Two observations about the Yankees. Want to get your phone calls at 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Two observations about the Yankees. Two from this game, and kind of let you know reality versus what you always hear from the national media about the Bronx Bombers. That's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Does managing your healthcare feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not-a-bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Zerata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland Days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
1-0 pitch. That swung on a drive to right center. Well, going back is low. Looks up, and it is gone! A three-run homer for Bleday, and it's 3-1 Athletics.
You're listening to A's Cast.
So here's Ohapi, a right-handed hitter. Ohapi, it's a line drive.
In a leaping catch by Nick Allen going to his left at the rim of the outfield grass. Sensational play by Allen. Perfectly timed. He got up the ladder as high as he could possibly go.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Two balls and two strikes. Sears with the pitch on the way to Aaron Judge. Fastball, high pop-up, shallow right center field. Gilloff is out. Nevin is in. Nevin calling for it. He'll make the catch in another 1-2-3 inning and six solid innings for J.P. Sears. On to the seventh, Oakland and New York still scoreless.
Brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. Now, I've talked about this. I did it a little bit yesterday, a little bit in the pre, but, you know, the reality is this sport really values the Yankees. It's still, we have a lot of archaic values in our game, unfortunately, that we have a hard time breaking. like an umpire throwing out a manager who didn't say anything because he had rabbit ears and he heard fans. We have archaic practices in our game. And this got to make the Yankees be the best team. Got the Yankees this, the Yankees that. This just addiction to the Northeast that other sports don't have. The NFL doesn't have it. The NBA doesn't have it. Can you imagine if the NBA put everything on the Knicks? Whoa. How about the NFL put everything on the Jets and the Giants? Giants have been a great franchise. They've won Super Bowls. But the Jets? But we're the one sport that still has this addiction to New York. The Yankees have now been shut out 4 times in 23 games. This vaunted offense. Oh, they hit home runs. Oh, the walk rate. Oh, all this. They've been shut out 4 times. And when you watch this team today, do they look like a super athletic team? It's going to be stealing bags, running all over the place, taking first to third, second to home, playing great defense. Do they look like that? Did anybody notice, if you're watching the game, did anybody notice on Shea Langeliers, he'd end up striking out, but you got bases loaded. It's in the eighth inning. Langeliers hits that ball down the right field line, just barely foul. And how bad Soto looked at going after that? Did anybody notice that? I just wonder. Because I did. Because it's something that I've kind of talked about. And, you know, because everybody, he's off to a great start. No doubt. But he's 25 years old, going to be 26. This is his best time being an athlete. This is when he's going to have his best legs. This is when he should be at his very best. And it was something that I got tipped off from the Padre people last year. Or it was probably 2 years ago from the Padre people. We remember who was with the Padres the past couple of years. They're saying he's not a great athlete. He doesn't run well. He's not good defensively. He doesn't throw well. That's why it's like so funny in that first series against the Astros when he made a throw home. It's like he was like, not that far into right field when he made that throw. And they, of course, being New York, they look at the great arm. Well, if you do StatCast numbers, it's not so much. So what you saw there in the eighth inning is he's not a great athlete. And you want to sign him long term? Yes, he's going to have the offensive production. I want to see how this year plays out. Let's see what all the numbers look. We know he's going to walk. But that gets back to the whole, like, he's a slug. And slugs who walk are hard to score. And how will he age? Because there's another guy in that lineup that once was just watching him play was just, oh, my God, when he was with the Marlins. This guy's a beast. This guy's an Adonis. He just hits jacks. Could he be the guy that breaks Roger Maris's record cleanly? He's unstoppable. And then he gets traded to the Yankees. You're thinking, oh, my God, he's going to be an all-time Yankee great. You used to call him Mike Stanton. You now call him Giancarlo Stanton. Look how he's aged. This is what happens when you're addicted to power and you're addicted to stardom. Now, the good thing about Juan Soto, when you sign him to this contract, if the Yankees choose to do that, is you're going to be getting his prime. But if he's getting the ransom of a 10, 12-year deal, oh, my God. I'm not betting he ages well. Now, this will be a conversation years from now because he's just going to be 26 after this season. So you got 26, 27, 28, 29. That should all be good. But years from now, you could be going, man, this is Giancarlo Stanton all over again. Oh, but he walks a lot. Ugh. Can't play him in the field. This is why Baltimore's so deadly, right? Because they got young athletes everywhere. It's why the Rays have been really good. A lot of interchangeable parts, but terrific defense, athletic. And if I'm wrong, well, tell me why the Yankees haven't been to the World Series since 2009 and how many billions of dollars have they spent on payroll? It adds up to a lot after all these years since 2009. They haven't won anything. And they're shut out again today, four times in 23 games. They haven't proven that their style of play, this style that everybody loved to play not that long ago, right? We were all playing the money ball game. Walk, home runs, hit the ball out of the ballpark. This is the way to do it. Don't steal. You're giving away outs. Don't play small ball. Now all of a sudden you look up at teams. Who are the teams you really don't want to play? Well, I mean, if the Yankees are hitting a bunch of home runs and they're hot, yeah, you wouldn't want to play them. But all of a sudden, people have realized, man, we got to go back to playing a different style. Who would have ever thought the Boston Red Sox would be the running Sox? They're running all over the place. Steven Vogt and the Guardians, they're running all over the place. Athletes, get me athletes. You have them, but you got to play them. A's got them. Got to play them. Let them learn. Your best athletic guys are Ruiz and Butler and Blade and Geloff. These are your best athletes. Play them. And I know it's like I'm talking to a wall, but it's just I can't help it. It's what I would like to see. Instead of seeing other guys for whatever reason, I mean, there's reasons why certain people play. We just never get to hear why. And it's why recently with a certain coach said something to me, and I said, well, you get questioned because you have no transparency. No one knows why. No one in the game explains to you why. Well, this is why we're doing this. They don't really tell you. They don't want to tell you. Our game has zero transparency. I wouldn't say zero, but it's pretty close to zero. Everybody's cloak and dagger. They don't want to tell you why. I mean, they don't want to be criticized when it doesn't work. But on a day like this, it worked. And it feels pretty damn good. And it's pitching, and defense. 30 double plays turned on the year. 30 double plays. Can't say enough about it. You pitch and play defense. That's why I'm always and I know I get into the well, you know, they're not scoring. You got to put your best offense. Well, you know what? Your offense isn't great no matter what. No, there is no combination you're going to put in a lineup. No matter what you put into the stew, it's not going to be great. So you know what? You better pitch and play defense. That's your chance on a daily basis. Pitch and play defense. Put the best defense out on the field you possibly can. That's your chance. And if it gets into a slugfest, I don't know. The guys that you have that are supposed to hit them, don't hit them. And I don't want, this guy hits home runs. I'm tired of seeing solo shots when you're down 5-8 runs. We need some guys who can hit home runs when guys are on base in close games. When's that going to happen? If that's not going to happen, then I want to see the young guys. 833-625-2278. We'll hear from Mark Kotze and your phone calls next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile One coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with extra mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Zerata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland Days.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With the sunshine returning, it's time for golf, golf, and more golf at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Cinnabar Hills is also your destination for great food with their beautiful renovated restaurant and quality craft beer selection at their full bar. Featuring a grass driving range and 27 championship caliber holes, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club is the best public course in the Bay Area. For more information, go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
Hey, Oakland A's fans, step up to the plate with Xfinity Internet. Get the fastest speeds and low lag streaming for an incredible viewing experience that knocks it out of the park. And you'll have a consistent connection with reduced buffering and freezing, so you can stay in all the action inning after inning. When it's game time, make sure to catch it all with internet that's powerful and reliable. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because it's only live once.
Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed. Many factors affect speed. For factors affecting speed, visit Xfinity.com/network management.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
Febreze Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh yeah, spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe happy. Febreze. La 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 la.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, I'm going to do this quick. Let's take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Chichancey Gold Resort and Casino. Join the ultimate party at Chichancey, where the excitement never stops. There's no games on till 3:40 today. Light schedule, so I have nothing to update. All you need to know is A's shut out the Yankees. That's the most important thing. You're going to hear from Aaron Boone coming up in a minute. But Andrea, Were the moons aligned today for Zach Geloff?
Hi, Tony. I'm so glad you asked. We've got a full moon tomorrow.
What?
And yes, emotions are running high. You got that right, being an intuitive Pisces. We have the full moon on April 23rd in Scorpio, also known as the full Buddha moon, when the Buddha was sent to incarnate and attain enlightenment. So sun in Taurus, full moon in Scorpio, and that is 9:20 a.m. Our time. So that is the full moon. So emotions are at a fever pitch. And just so you know, I just looked him up. Aaron Boone is a fellow Pisces. How about that? He's March 9th, 1973, and he's the most ejected manager. And then you probably heard Bob Melvin got ejected yesterday, along with the bench coach. So a lot of ejections and, you know, like you said, full moon, energy, emotions running high. J.P. Sears, wow. What a pitching performance from him. He made it look easy, striking out Judge. And he's February 19, Tony, 1996. So another fellow Pisces there. Zach Elb, nice hitting, October 9, 1999. He's a youngin. And check this out. This was the Oakland A's first shutout at Yankee Stadium since 2013.
I don't even remember that.
I know. I was just looking something up, and I came across it during my research. And, and Mercury's out of retrograde April 25th. How can I forget? It's not at full strength when it comes out of retrograde. It's kind of retro-shade. Things are still a little funky. But for all intents and purposes, things are better. So that was, you know, nice, a lot of the confusion and the ejections and so on. But that was a really dramatic win that the A's had at Yankee Stadium. I mean, really, just striking out people that are really so-called great players and just, 2-0 shutout win. That was just a nice pitching win for the A's at Yankee Stadium, which is kind of hostile territory. So,
It has been, as they say, a house of horrors for the Athletics.
Yeah.
The A's came in. I didn't even want to say it in the pregame show because I didn't want to put it into the universe.
Right,
but the
right.
A's had lost 8 straight in the Bronx. The last time they won was in June of 2022. I wanted no part of saying that. So winning today was big. Hey, thank you for the phone call.
Yeah,
you have a good day. This has been a really bad place for the A's. I mean, the Yankees weren't very good last year for their standards, and the A's have struggled in New York. Let's be honest. But what a great win. I mean, now you set yourself up, let's be honest, to win the series. What do you do about it? What do you come back with? You come back with your very best pitcher, Blackburn against Stroman tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Let's go. Win this series and head to Baltimore. Keep showing growth. I mean, do you realize, and I had this to Vince, and he didn't want to play the game with me in the pregame show, but do you realize you take the Guardians out of the A's record? Because the Guardians are just whoop the A's. A's are 8-8. Certain teams have your number during the year. Obviously, Cleveland has the A's number. A's are 8-8 when not playing the Guardians. But you had to play the Guardians. You're 1-6 against them. But it just goes to show they're better than they were. Yes, the ejection. Unfortunately, millions of people are going to know about the ejection, and nobody is going to know about the 2-0 victory. How sad is that? It's the state of baseball. It's a sport that the negative PR always rules. Drives me nuts. But yeah, everybody knows about the ejection. I had people text me during the game, what happened? If this was just the A's winning 2-0 and Boone didn't get ejected, most people wouldn't even know. But Boone getting ejected, that thing, as they say, goes viral, starts flying around Twitter, and everybody sees it. And it just goes to show, what the hell are we doing in our sport? Boone got ejected for nothing, then has to come out, and he's out there for, I don't know, 2 minutes. I could go back and time it. That's how our game started? Manager fighting with umpires for 2 minutes? This doesn't happen in any other sport. Why does it not happen in any other sport? Because it shouldn't. It's an archaic practice. Managers getting thrown out of games is an archaic practice. This whole thing is archaic. Has to go. There's no point to it. The fact that, oh, you're yelling at me, you're out of here, and you're out of here. Well, what sport does that? I mean, if you want to get run in the NBA, you're going to get run, but you're at least going to get a tag. Hey, you've been warned. You've been warned. I mean, in other sports, you get a warning. You got to get two personal foul penalties in the NFL. When's the last time a head? I couldn't even tell you. When's the last time? And head coaches literally berate referees. I know, I've been on the sidelines. They curse and scream and go nuts at these guys. They never get thrown out. I'll have to look that up. When's the last time an NFL head coach got thrown out of a game? And they curse at these refs like you wouldn't believe. It's unreal. Let's hear from Aaron Boone, manager of the Yankees, after the game.
Wrap your head around what happened in the first inning.
Hard to. I wasn't even really, I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal, and I said, Hunter, you can call it too. And he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay, went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is a bad, it's embarrassing.
I mean, everybody can see the video, but is that a scenario where you reach out to Major League Baseball about that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yes, but just, you know, not good.
No, it's not. And I'm pro-union, but in baseball, everybody's got a union. I mean, you should be able to be like, if you're a league, umpires got union, players got union. I mean, this is your business. And this guy, you're like, we have video evidence that the manager did not say anything. He was chewing gum, and he was actually, if you go back and look, hell, you can see it now because it's gone viral. He was looking at his nails, chewing gum, and he got thrown out. I mean, who doesn't think that's just absurd?
Goodness gracious!
Hunter Wendelstedt then says, and it's all hot mic, right? Because the Yankee Stadium, they got the great crowd mic. He just goes, I don't care. Wait, you don't care that it was a fan? When he's like, he comes out, he goes, I swear to God, I wasn't saying anything. I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? This is a professional organization's, I mean, this is Major League Baseball. This is two teams. This is what? This is the manager of the team, the guy that leads the team, the leads the team that's worth how many millions of dollars these guys are making, and you're throwing out the manager because you got rabbit ears hearing a fan in the stands? I mean, if you explain this to the average person and said, okay, we have a game. These umpires have the ability to throw people out of the game, and an umpire heard a fan, thought it was the guy who leads the team, and he threw him out of work. But it was the fan who said it. He has no proof that the manager said it, didn't see the manager say it. He just heard somebody chirping, so he turned around, and it was after the very first person that played in the game. I mean, I'm trying to put it in just really simple terms. One person's played. That would be Ruiz. So one guy has stepped up to the plate. That's all that's happened. Someone chirps from the stands, and you got rid of the guy who runs the team. Like, when you just explain it, people be like, that's absurd. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. How are we still doing this? How are we still allowing this to go on in 2024? It doesn't benefit anybody, and it's just bad PR. It's just more bad PR. And everybody's going to look on Twitter and go, God, baseball's stupid. That's all they're going to do. Oh, more stupid baseball. This sport can't figure out how to get the younger generation to love it because they see dumb stuff like this. Yeah, it's the big leagues. No, you're the league that's struggling. You're the league that needs to bring people back in, and you need to get new people to love it and have an old man sitting behind home plate being rabbits and can't take fans ripping them and looking over and just ejecting people. Like, you shouldn't have that kind of power. You literally shouldn't have that kind of power. His strike zone suck too for both teams. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I don't want electric umpires. Really? After what you saw today, that's buffoonery. That's literally buffoonery. What happened at our game today? It's the total reason why you need electronic umpires to keep stuff like that happening. We're throwing managers out. You're out. You're out. I mean, there's a time to throw guys out, but I mean, these guys, the power that they have to be able to look at anybody at any point in the game and go, you're gone. And we've seen it. They have the ultimate power to do whatever they want, and it's just crazy. Let's go to Road Trip. Road Trip, are you in the Bronx?
I am getting ready to get on a train and get on out here from Yankee Stadium.
Nice.
It was a beautiful day at Yankee Stadium today. The weather was good. I got to wear a short sleeve shirt, not a parka. And when Boone got thrown out, everybody around me was confused. That was the craziest thing. I've never seen a manager get thrown out like that. But maybe he's trying to make Angel Hernandez look good, because he did today. His strike zone's hilarious. But, hey, it went both ways. And I guess if you want to call him consistently bad, he was. But JP was dealing. He was dealing 50 pitches through four innings, 90 pitches through, and just moving it around. And the best thing about it, though, was before the game, Mason Miller and half the pitchers were down signing autographs for people and enjoying the people and looking loose, looking like this is just another ballpark, not Yankee Stadium.
Well, I tell you what, you get a couple wins and you win this series, they can walk out of here going, yeah, it's a nice little stadium. We had fun. See you next year.
Exactly. And you're right about watching him go after that ball. I was shocked that he didn't get to it, because any right fielder should have gotten to that ball. But, and then to run in, he couldn't embrace himself to catch himself. I was looking through the binoculars watching the whole thing, and it was just ugly. Soto, he's probably not a good outfielder. Or
I'm glad you saw that, because that's part of the game that most people won't notice. They just see it as a foul ball. Thank God Langeliers is not out. He has another shot. But if you're really watching this, you're going, Soto stinks as an outfielder, and everybody keeps talking about this guy. Oh, my God, he needs to get $500 million. It's like, okay, but long term, this guy is going to be a lot. He will not be able to play in the field. He won't be. I mean, he'll be another Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah. And you just compare him to the right fielder in Cleveland over the weekend that had similar balls that made him look even. I mean, it was pretty apparent today. But, hey, I love taking the subway in here for a game. There's nothing like taking the subway to the game at Yankee Stadium,
yep,
having a good win, and getting to go into Times Square tonight and have a good time.
You know what, road trip? Have a blast. I know you will.
I most certainly will, and I'll be thinking of you the whole time, Tony, thinking you would enjoy yourself here today.
Send me some pictures. Send me some pictures.
Oh, I most certainly will.
Thank you, road trip. Enjoy. Let's go to Jack in Washington, D.C. We're going to New York. We're now going to D.C. We're global, baby. Jack, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. How can you not be after beating the Yankees like this? And I tell you, when you live back here in the wilderness and you start telling me about the East Coast bias, which is really bad for you, you can imagine what it's like living here and hearing all that stuff.
But, it's a reality. I understand that there are far more human beings that live near the Atlantic Ocean than the Pacific Ocean. I get all that, but so much is centered around the Yankees. It's not the Mets, not the Red Sox, it's not the Orioles, it's not the Nats, it's not the Phillies. So much is centered around baseball. I mean, it's almost pathetic how much baseball openly wants and roots for the Yankees.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. And then switching sports, I'm a big Pac-12 guy, and to watch them go down is just crushing me back here. And now it's just, if it's baseball, it's the Northeast, it's football, it's Big Ten and SEC, especially SEC. And I hate to see my Ducks are actually in the Big Ten, but I guess I have to suck it up and maybe look forward to easier to get to a game or two from.
Wait a minute, you're not excited to watch Oregon, Iowa?
Oh, won't that be great? Yeah. Hey, as a friend of mine says, you can get a train up to New Brunswick in New Jersey and catch Rutgers when they play Rutgers.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean, come on. You're going to have some huge battles. It's going to be the Fighting Illini against the Oregon Ducks.
I know it. And then Maryland, which is right next to us, is playing Oregon this year. And I told a buddy, he says, are you going to go out for it? And I said, there's no way I'm going to go out to watch Maryland playing in Eugene. I don't even want to watch them when they're down the road from me.
Oh, that's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, well, actually, in Maryland, though, I am going Friday night to Camden Yards, and I'm looking forward to watching the A's and the O's. I always go there. You go early, you go out the center field, and they've got Boog's Barbecue.
Yep, yeah.
And if you're lucky, Boog himself is there.
He still hangs out there?
Well, occasionally now and then. I got lucky one time, and he was there, and I reminded him of the Boog pal that played for the A's. I don't know if you remember that a couple years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this kid, and Boog said, yeah, he hit a home run here, didn't he? And I said, yeah, he did. His only big league home run was in Baltimore, right in front of Boog pal himself.
Yeah, I remember that. They got introduced. That was a cool moment.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the A's. After today, I'm really pumped up. It was a little rough with the Cleveland games, but and also it's kind of rough living here. I can't call you up at night, although the games get over quicker now with the pitch clock.
2 hours and 30 minutes today. 2-0, 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, that was beautiful, wasn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Now you'll be able to go out and enjoy a nice Bay Area warm day and get ready for the game tomorrow night, won't you?
I have a 3 o'clock tee time, and once I get off this, I'm getting in my car, and we'll get 18 in.
Yeah, you don't have to do any post-game scores either today, do you?
No, this is it. You're my last call, and then I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, it's an honor to be your last call.
Well, you keep calling in, especially when you can.
Okay, well, I'll try and if I ever do it one night late, I ought to get a special prize, I think.
Well, Jack, let me tell you something. If you call in late, I will get you to the front of the line.
Will you put me in front of Andrea?
Oh, in a second. Everybody will understand. If you're in Washington, D.C. on the East Coast and you're calling in at night, all of our callers. We welcome everybody. We'll get you to the front of the line so you're not waiting too long.
Well, I'm going to take that to the bank.
You have a golden ticket, my friend.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, and talk to you later.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, whenever we have, I'm like George. Crazy George. Well, he's in Japan right now. So he calls in, I'm going to give him to the front of the line. We got guys who call from Australia. I mean, it's unbelievable. But in the end, this win was fantastic. Enjoy it today, folks. You got to see quality pitching. Because we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about Sears and we're going to talk about Miller. Don't forget about Urcig, too. Two innings today. This is what it's about. Pitching and defense. Long-term pitching and defense. And is this the game that gets Geloff back to being Geloff? Because if Geloff starts to be that guy again, hopefully it just rubs off on everybody. And can we get Ruiz in the lineup? Guy was on base three times today. He's the one guy that when you put his numbers up on the scoreboard, they're respectable. Can you imagine you're looking up the scoreboard and you look at the A's numbers? I mean, I probably there's a chance he's not playing tomorrow and it's gonna be head scratching. Should be playing every day. But let's all sit back and enjoy this. This was a great baseball game. I mean, a Yankee fan's gonna be walk out of there angry, but I mean you're gonna say this was a really good game. It was well played. Well pitched, good defense. There was only timely hitting only happened for the A's, but I mean, Rodon's leaving here seven scoreless. He's feeling good about himself. Sears was great. This is what baseball is supposed to look like. I mean, at the end, it was action packed for both teams. Runners on, you know, but in the end, the good pitching nullified the offense. Made for a really crisp, well pitched game, which is the best type of baseball to watch. I loved it. A's with the win, 2-0. Shut out the Yankees for the fourth time this season. We are back at it tomorrow with, what time's A's Cast Live on tomorrow? We're at 1 o'clock? Our old buddy Lou Trevino's going to stop by. So we'll be talking Athletics and Yankees, 1 o'clock, A's Cast Live. Do not miss it. A's Total Access at 3:25, getting you ready for the game. And 4:05 will be first pitch, another good matchup. It's going to be Blackburn against Stroman. You're not going to want to miss it. A's with the win, 2-0. We'll see everybody tomorrow right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.